The March jobs numbers show a rebound in hiring and could ease fears of a recession.
Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department provided a strong antidote to those worries.
Plus, former Vice President Joe Biden makes light of controversy. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Before we get to our main story on the March jobs report, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump says the Federal Reserve should be in quantitative easing. Speaking before heading to Southern California on Friday, Trump said the Fed should cut interest rates and also begin buying assets to stimulate growth. The Fed is currently slowing the runoff in its bond portfolio. The president's comments come after he declared his intention to nominate Herman Cain, a former GOP presidential candidate, to a seat on the Federal Reserve's board. The Federal Aviation Administration is disputing allegations that there were lapses in training for Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. In a letter, FAA Acting Chief David Elwell told a Senate panel there were no systemic problems with the qualifications of key agency staff who established mandates for pilot training. He says safety inspectors on the panel, known as the Flight Standardization Board, were, quote, fully qualified for those activities. The aircraft have been grounded following two fatal crashes, one in Ethiopia last month and another in Indonesia in October. In a speech before the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers on Friday, former Vice President Joe Biden made light of the controversy that he touched women in unwelcome ways. He said he had permission to hug a top union leader and later repeated that he had permission when he put his arm around a boy. Wall Street Journal reporter Ken Thomas has more.
He was asked by reporters after the conference about the controversy, and, you know, he reiterated some of the statements and comments that he made in the video a couple of days ago, but he also made clear that this is who he is and how he has operated, and that he never meant to make anyone uncomfortable. When a reporter asked him if he owed the women an apology, he said, "I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I've never been disrespectful intentionally to a man or a woman." And so he's trying to, you know, impress upon people that he's always been someone who's tried to make a human connection when he campaigns, and that's how he continues and hopes to operate.
Biden said he's close to a decision on whether or not he'll seek the Democratic nomination for president in 2020. U.S. hiring rebounded in March, with U.S. non-farm payrolls increasing by 196,000, up from a February slump where just 33,000 jobs were added to the economy. The Wall Street Journal's John Hilsenrath says the numbers are a strong antidote to fears of a recession.
Well, 196,000 is a pretty good number. It's about in line with what the economy's been producing for much of this economic expansion. Other parts of the report are pretty good, too. The unemployment rate remains low, and wages are growing in excess of 3% a year. That's well outstripping how fast inflation is growing, and it means that households are keeping more of the income that they bring home.
Overall, Hilsenrath says there's a lot to be happy about in the March report.
All in all, it was a good report, right in line for how the economy's been doing for most of this expansion. Those worries about recession, for now, they might be in the rearview mirror.
The March jobs report could also lend support to the Federal Reserve's plans to hit the pause button on any further interest rate hikes this year. PNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Fauché says the report should keep the Fed happy.
This is what the Fed wants to see. They want to see solid job growth that isn't too strong and that would lead to higher inflation in the near term. So I think the Fed can take a step back, say, hey, the economy is doing well. The job market continues to improve. We have good wage growth, but not strong enough wage growth that we need to worry about higher inflation. So as of right now, we can keep interest rates where they are, and that really shouldn't have much of an impact on the economy going forward.
U.S. employers have now added jobs to the economy for 102 straight months, with strong gains in the healthcare, leisure, and hospitality sectors in March. Manufacturing saw a decline for the first time since July of 2017. Employment also fell in the retail sector. For full coverage of the March jobs report, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Now, on to some more headlines from The Wall Street Journal. Gordon Kaplan, the former co-chairman of the law firm Wilkie, Farr & Gallagher, said he plans to plead guilty for his role in the college admissions cheating scandal. He's the highest-profile parent yet to admit to committing fraud in trying to bolster a child's application to an elite college. Mr. Kaplan faces a criminal charge, accused of participating in a fraud scheme to boost his daughter's ACT score by having someone else fix her wrong answers after she took the test. Some good news for users of prepaid cards and mobile payment systems. Thanks to new regulations, they'll now get the same protections and services as those for bank debit card customers. The Wall Street Journal's Yuga Hayashi explains.
This is the first broad regulation covering prepaid cards, which have been growing in popularity very sharply in the past decade or so.
And among those new protections?
Limiting liability for the cardholders in case of the loss of the card or theft. Another thing is making it easier for customers to dispute errors.
Hayashi says the protections also cover products beyond prepaid cards.
A new rule will require card issuers to provide the customers with a simple fee chart that explains how much they will be asked to pay for services like the use of ATM and also for things like reloading money on the cards and replacing a lost card.
And Hayashi says if you want to get those protections for your prepaid card, you should register it as soon as you get it. The king of smartphones is now the king of music streaming. iPhone maker Apple has reportedly surpassed Spotify in paid U.S. subscriptions due to rapid growth. Apple Music had more than 28 million subscribers in the U.S. as of February, compared with Spotify's 26 million. And finally, Snapchat is reporting an increase in younger users. The CEO of Snap, the social media company's parent, reported that 90% of the 13 to 24-year-olds in the United States have discovered its app. CEO Evan Spiegel also says that age group is using Snapchat more than Facebook and Instagram in the U.S., the U.K., France, Canada, and Australia. This week, Snap also announced partnerships with other apps, including Tinder and Venmo. And finally, we've been rolling out a new format here at What's News this week, and we want to hear what you think about it. Let us know by tweeting at WSJ Podcasts. And thanks for listening.